Hello, this is Todd Erickson. I'm a news and features writer for SearchStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Jeff Bowles, a senior analyst with the Tanasia Group, about backing up virtual machines, specifically in VMware environments. Jeff, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here today.
Well, let's start. Jeff, why don't you tell me what the challenges are when protecting virtual machines?
Well, Todd, you picked a great topic today. Because I think this is one of the biggest questions around server virtualization for administrators out there. Server virtualization has created a whole bunch of interesting challenges for the backup team. You have a whole bunch of physical machines, so you've moved on to a virtual machine, and this might be good for making better use of your underutilized hardware, but the one time your old hardware probably wasn't underutilized was probably when you were doing backup, and you were simultaneously hitting all these individual systems with high-speed backup streams, and already kind of pushing their limits. Now you've got all these machines sitting on one piece of hardware as virtual machines, and you can just utterly slaughter that physical machine with the demands of all those backup streams. So now you've really complicated your backup. You've got to break out different backup streams, make sure they don't interfere with each other, make sure you're still getting the throughput you need, all this jazz. Moreover, there's even more data to mess with now because all of these boot images have been centralized and consolidated. Virtualizing servers doesn't do anything to reduce your backup complexity if you're still doing it the old way. So your benefits don't easily carry over to backup unless you change your practices. Your backup may not work well because you're now hitting a whole bunch of virtual machines on one physical box with separate backup streams. Your virtualization software can actually obscure your virtual machines when it comes to backing them up and restoring them. Bare metal recovery may not work inside of a hypervisor depending on your approach. You may be limited in your file restores inside of your backup depending on how and where you're using snapshots. You may find yourself having to do full rollbacks with limited ability to do file level restores, and that's actually a compromise of the capabilities you may have had with your traditional backup.
So what's the best practice for virtual machine backup straight out of the box?
I have four solutions I consider out of the box approaches today. One is snapshots over the NAS or SAN. You know, maybe you're doing this, maybe this is your traditional backup, and you can still do this to some degree, but snapshots over the NAS or SAN are pretty complex when it comes to virtual machines because you have this whole other layer of software. You've got quiesce and integrate with your snapshot approach on a NAS or SAN storage backend. Two, backup software on the VMs themselves, the way you've always done it. Three, there's this concept of service console backup, which isn't very widely used anymore, and it's questionable about how widely it was adopted in the first place, because it really moves the backup software itself down to the service console and kind of the hypervisor level. So you're doing your backup down there of all the virtual machine images up top, but you're still getting the same issues as I/O contention and that type of stuff on that physical hardware, and you're limiting yourself to backup image recovery when you're trying to do restorations. You don't really get file level granularity. And then number four is the proxy backup method, which around VMware is called VCB proxy. Of these, VCB is considered state of the art. And as I mentioned, there are some serious limitations with the others. VCB proxy introduces another virtual machine or physical machine into your environment that acts as a proxy for accessing snapshots in your virtualization environment and backing them up with backup software. So basically, you put another box out here that can mount the snapshots you've taken of your other virtual machines inside the virtualization software. That other machine, this proxy, mounts those snapshots and then lets you take a backup of those snapshots.
And what limitations does proxy-based backup present?
For one, there's been some concern out there about security because you've got one machine accessing the data sets, a whole bunch of machines. So you're sharing data on a new level, right? And there's a little bit of an exposure and a risk there in your VCB proxy accessing the data of all these different machines. But frankly, it's not much different than your backup software was doing in the first place, right? So there's still some level of access shared data in there. The VCB proxy is a slightly different level of shared data because it actually mounts the full snapshot. But VCB proxy approach still does not give you the granularity you want for file-level restores. It is still image-based. If you want to restore a specific file, you're going to have to restore that specific file to a snapshot and restore that entire snapshot volume back to your other machine. It does not scale well, and is especially limited when it comes to concurrent backups, because you you have this one BCB proxy that's doing the backups. It's essentially a serial process. If you're doing a big environment, BCB proxy approach is going to be somewhat limited in performance. BCB proxy can be a space hog because it doesn't do dedupe or anything natively, and because you're still pulling off full backups of this entire snapshot, you can find yourself easily sucking down a whole bunch of space when you're doing backups.
So you told us what's available out of the box. What about third-party solutions? What do you look for in a third-party virtual machine backup solution, and who are some of the companies you're tracking?
You know, frankly, I expect VMware to continue to make big moves in this market. Made that initial foray of BCB proxy. But there's going to be a ton of competition in the future between them and third parties. There's some third parties out here really doing cool stuff. Number one, a solution should give you best-of-class backup at the virtual machine level. This means you can see what is inside of a virtual machine, backup anything you want to directly, and restore it directly. Two, from that, you should have the best-of-class capabilities outside the virtual machine as well. And that means including things like creating synthetic fools from these differential data backups that you might do inside the virtual machine. So you're seeing all this data inside the virtual machine. Let's back up only what's changed. Now let's create a synthetic fool. And now from that synthetic fool, let's restore a native VMDK file that a hypervisor can mount as a virtual machine. Number three, you should be able to do all of this while reducing and optimizing your I.O. demand at the client. And simultaneously, because you've reduced your I.O. demand, you blow the doors off of previous limitations around how much stuff you can back up at once, right? So if you can reduce your I.O. somehow, if a third-party software can reduce the I.O. demanded during backup from the individual virtual machines themselves, now you should be able to do things like concurrent backup. And four, you should still expect integration with your overall enterprise backup approach. So when you're doing all this funky, cool virtual machine backup stuff with a third-party tool, you should still be able to eventually push something out of that product that looks like traditional old full backup sets to your old-style backup and media servers. If you look to things like EMC Avamar, PhD Virtual, Vision Core, or some of the CDP and replication tool sets like InMaj, you can harness pretty cool functionality to get pretty close to this ideal feature list inside the backup layer.
Well, Jeff, thanks a lot. You've given us a lot to think about. And if the listeners want to contact you with more questions, how do they do that?
You bet. You know, they can always reach me, just jeff@tenazagroup.com. And I'm always happy to answer emails.
All right. Thanks again, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom.